The storm damage comes into view suddenly when you get to the Springstead Landing on the southern shores of the flowage. Then you see it. Huge trees knocked down in all directions along both shorelines and on the islands. Dwayne Sent had traveled from northern Indiana to go camping here. He said he was glad he heeded Tuesday night's storm warnings.
I can't believe how much damage is out here. Thousands of trees on the ground and in the water right now. Some of this will be here for years. There's boats out there floating around with piers attached to them still, so piers were completely disattached from the ground and they're out floating around in the flowage right now with nobody in them.
Cabin owners and cleanup crews had to drive over downed power lines and around fallen trees to get to homes. 23-year-old Eric Knutson of Milwaukee looked in disbelief at what was left of his family's log cabin.
I've never seen anything like this. Nothing looks the same.
That's your cabin over there?
Yeah, the log cabin right there, yep.
It's completely buried by trees. You can hardly see it.
Yeah, all the big trees are gone. It's something else.
And Ken Meyer, who was born here and lives just a few miles away, wondered if the area would recover anytime soon.
It was a beautiful point at one time, and right now it's shot. There's nothing left. I mean, I feel sorry for the people that live here. And I know a lot of them because I live in the community, so it's terrible.
Many of the campsites are on islands or remote parts of the shoreline accessible only by boat, which complicated the task of rescue crews. All of the campsites are closed until further notice. At the Turtle Flambeau Flowage in Iron County, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.